It's time for our Barnsdall Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Barnsdall Panthers head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Panthers going to open up the season at home against Caney Valley. Kind of a matchup we've been talking a lot about on the radio sports-wise. That's two playoff teams from a season ago. Coach, you and I were talking before the interview started. Had a chance to scrimmage on Thursday. A little bit banged up. We got a couple notable names of guys that have been in and out because of some injuries. And it sounds like, other than that, though, you guys did pretty well in the scrimmage.
Yeah, overall, we were pleased. It was a five-man scrimmage with Kiefer, Holbert, Warner, Woodland, and us. And I thought we went over there, played very well. The first drive session of varsity was going to get Holbert. Of course, the last 2 years, you know, district rivalry type deal situation. We lost him by 1 point last year and the point the year before. So we were happy to go against them. We scored 3 times. They scored twice. And we saw them a couple other times off and on throughout the scrimmage in a kind of a rotation setting that they had going on at Kiefer. But overall, just keeping all those guys, we were pleased. We scored multiple times at the scrimmage and played very well defensively. Best part about defensively is I loved our pursuit. We had 11 guys flying around with the football every time, so it was a good job pursuit-wise for our guys.
You got a lot of guys back from last year. I know that we've talked about the difference at quarterback, and we can talk about Joe again in just a moment, but how do you feel going into this opener? Kind of feels like a big one. You've got a new quarterback, but still a really solid core behind you. You're going up against a playoff team from a season ago. How big is this one to kind of set the tone for the rest of the season?
Oh, it's a big one for us. You know, Caney Valley is the rivalry type game for us, being about 15 minutes apart on that little shortcut road. And our kids see each other a lot of the times. And we're trying to do it up a little bit bigger this year, called the National Guard Guys, and it's going to be the National Guard Game of the Week. So he's supposed to be bringing camo jerseys either in Wednesday or Thursday for our kids to make sure we got them. And, of course, Caney Valley gets to wear them too and doing all that. So it's going to be a big game for us, atmosphere-wise, plus, you know, just for the player-wise, like you said, we've been back 7 starters offensively and 7 defensively, so good quarterback. We've also got guys, some of those starters are starting a new spot, so first time in our life in a new situation. But I think our kids step up to the challenge very well. We're big and physical up front, average about, both tackles are 6'6", 6'4", and guards are both weighing about 235, 240. And we're, you know, size-wise, we're a pretty big and athletic team with multiple positions right now. Kind of, we've had our battles through the fall, and everybody's kind of falling into the places that I kind of expected them to. So hopefully, you know, we have a good week of practice this week, going today and tomorrow and Wednesday, and then hopefully, you know, roll into everything and be ready to roll.
Barnsdall head football coach Kylie Sweeney with us. Panthers taking on Caney Valley at home to open up the season for 0 week action. What do you know about Caney Valley? Obviously, they've got a change of quarterback. Christian Colbert, the quarterback from last year, still there. Sounds like they'll go with a freshman. Obviously, don't have much film on him, but what do you know about the Trojans and head coach Stephen Mitchell?
We got to see them a little bit this summer in the passing league up in Bartlesville. We got to see the freshman quarterback. We matched up on him in the passing league. Pretty good little athlete. Like you said, he's younger. I think he's about 6'3", 6'4". But the Colbert kid's a very good athlete, even though he's not a quarterback. They got him kind of as a slot receiver, getting and also in the backfield a little bit too. So they're trying to use him multidimensionally this year a little bit more. I think that'll be their primary one to get the ball to, because, like I said, he's probably their best athlete on the field. And quarterback, like I said, he's a big, tall, athletic kid, but being a freshman, first time in the life, and Friday night, he might be a little nervous, but we're going to try to get to him early enough and try to keep him rattled through the evening.
Barnsdall head football coach Kylie Sweeney, Panthers taking on Caney Valley week number one, or actually 0 week, whatever you want to call it, coming up on Friday night. 7 o'clock kickoff from Barnsdall. Coach Sweeney, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you this week.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the interview.